Shalom to all! Today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Vav, and we're starting Mem Hayom and Bey is the bottom line of the words Amar Rav Yochanan, and today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amar should have an Aliyah. So we're still in the middle of discussing Machlekes Rabbi Kivin Benanis in our Mishnah regarding the Shtei Halechem, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, and the two Kvasim, the two lambs that are brought along with them as a Shlomim, and which one is Ma'akiv the other. According to Rabbi Kiva, if we have the breads but not the lambs, that's okay, but not the other way around. Rabbi Shimon Benanis holds the exact opposite. If we have the lambs without the bread, that's fine. And now the Gemara tells Rabbi Yochanan, Rechon says, Hakom Oidim, everyone agrees, Shom Hosukuku Zelazeh, if they were connected or attached to each other, Shom Akvin Zelazeh, that they are Ma'ak of each other, and Ve'ezu Zika Shalahen, what is their attachment or connection to each other, then now they are Ma'ak of each other, Shechita, that's a Shechita, namely, once the Shechita, the Kvasim happens, if one of them gets lost or ruined, either breads or the Kvasim, so we have a problem, because they are Ma'ak of each other. Now Amar Ula, Ula says, Bo Ma'arava, they asked in Ma'arava, which is the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, Tanufa Isa Zika, Oy Ein Isa Zika. What about waving them about? As we mentioned briefly in the Mishnah yesterday, these kvasim and lchamim have to be waved around together. So does that create a connection also or not? So asking more, Pshat Lemit Rabbi Yechanan. Why not learn from what Rabbi Yechanan said? Rabbi Yechanan just said that shchita is a zika. Shechting the lambs makes that zika, that connection. Mechla, that implies the tenufa ain't is a zika. That just simply waving them about does not create the zika. And the answer to this is that no. Rabbi Yechanan gufa kami by olay. The question is, what does Rabbi Yechanan himself hold? Mevshet pshita leil Rabbi Yechanan the shchita is a zika utenufa ain't is a zika. Is it obvious to Rabbi Yechanan that the Shechita is what creates a connection between these two that makes them be ma'ak of each other, and waving them about does not create the Zika? A Dilma, Shechita Pshitale, perhaps it's obvious to him that the Shechita does create that Zika, Utunufa Masapkale, and his whole suffix is regarding Tanufa, and this is Jeteku, let it stand, and we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu to come and answer it. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, Rav Huna, Brid Rabbi Yeshua, Vakik Siv, but when the Pasuk says, Kaidish Yu Lashem, Lakayin, Basar Tanufa Ksiv, that said after waving it, Upaliki Benanis Rabbi Kiva, and Benanis Rabbi Kiva still argue in this case, and this pasuk is referring to the tenufa. And nonetheless, from the fact that we see the Benanis Rabbi Kiva arguing the situation, it must be that tenufa is not Isa Zika, doesn't create this connection between the two of them to make them be ma'akev. So I can even suggest that the Zika is created by the tenufa, by the waving about. So Rav Huna Brid Rabbi Yeshua responded to him, Ultamech, according to you, Basar tenufa v'loy basar shchita. Is this pasuk only talking about after tenufa but not after shchita? What does that mean? The pasuk is telling us that this is given to the kaihanim, which is obviously only allowed to be done after the kvasim are shechted, and therefore we're going to be learning from this pasuk that there's a machlokes between Benanis Rabbi Kiva regarding after the tenufa. Well, that same machlokes would have to be even after the shechita, and that's not true because, as we had just said before, Rabbi Yochanan holds that after the shechita, everyone agrees that there's zika. So what are you going to say? Me'ikarakai. This pasuk, which is referring to tenufa, is talking about beforehand, meaning it's referring to the tenufa which is done before shechita. There's two tenufas which are accomplished, one before and one after shechita, and that's what this pasuk is referring to. And umaykashu l'Hashem l'kayin. What does the pasuk mean that it's kodesh l'Hashem l'kayin, which is mashma that we're giving it to the kain right now, but that's not really true because there was no shechita yet. It really means davar shesoifel a kain, something that will eventually be given to a kain, meaning after it's shechted. Hachnami, so to over here, davar shesoifel a kain, when we're talking about the tenufa, it could be referring to something which will be given to a kain, so we have no proof from this pasuk whether or not tenufa creates a zika. We continue discussing, now asking on Rabbi Yochanan, ushchita is a zika? Really? Shechting the carbon creates the zika? It creates this attachment, this connection between the shtei alechem and the kvasim, and according to everybody, if something happens to one of them, that's ma'ak of the other thing and everything's puzzle. But Rimini Laskustira, we have a braisa which tells us about a carbon taida. And we know that taida is brought along with 40 different lachamim, 40 different breads. It's actually 4 different styles and 10 loaves of each style. What does the braisa say? So it gives us 3 different categories of potential problems that happen with one of the breads. And there's 3 different stages in each category. So here's the first category. Ad shelo shachta nifras lachma. We're talking about one of the loaves being crumbled, so we don't have all the loaves. And again, as we just learned, that this is the first stage of the first category before the carbon was shechted, so no problem. Yavi lachem acher, bring another lachem v'shechet, and the carbon could be shechted, just continue like regular. Now here's the second stage in the first category. Misha shechta, if after the shechita happened, nifras lachma, one of the breads became crumbled, hadam yuzarek, the blood should still be sprinkled, v'abasar yachel, the meat could be eaten, but as a carbon shlamim, not as a toida, v'dei nidrei lo yatza, and the person wasn't yaitzei his neder of bringing carbon toida, he has to bring a brand new one, v'halachem pasol, and whatever remaining breads we have are pasol. Here's the third stage in the first category. Nizor Gadam, if the blood was sprinkled and then the bread crumbled, Tayer Min Hashalem Al Paros, he can simply take from one of the whole breads on the crumbled one, and that whole bread is given to the Kain, and everything's perfectly fine. Here's the second category, Atchaloy Shachta, Yatza Lachma, if before the carbon tide was shechted, one of the breads was taken out of the Azara, so Machnisa, just bring it back in Veshachet and then shecht it, because the carbon wasn't shechted, there's no psula bringing the bread out. However, Misha Shachta Yatza Lachma, if after the tide was shechted, then one of the breads was brought out of the Azara, so Adam Yazarek, the blood should still be sprinkled, yachal, the meat could be eaten as a shlamim. Once again, viday nidrei lo yatzah. He's not yotzei's neder of bringing a carbon taida, the halachim pasul, and the rest of the chamra pasul. Now say nidrei kadam. After the blood was sprinkled, then one of the breads was brought out of the azara, so everything's perfectly fine. Tarmi mashe b'fenim al shabachot. He should take one of the breads from that which is inside, and that counts for the one which is outside, and everything's perfectly fine. Here's the third one. Ad shelo shachta nitma lachma. And before the carbon taida was shechted, one of the breads became tamei. No problem. Maybe lachem achar v'shoychet. Just bring a different bread and shechta taida because nothing became possible over here due to the fact that it wasn't shechted yet. However, misha shachta nitma lachma. If after it was shechted, one of the breads became tamei, so hadam yuzarek, the blood could be sprinkled v'abasar yachel, and the meat is eaten. And here's a chiddush v'day nidra yatza. He actually was yotzei his neder of bringing carbon taida. Why is that? Shatzitz meratza al tamei. The tzitz, which is the plate worn on the kohen gadol's forehead, that's meratzei for something which is tamei, meaning everything's fine over here. However, v'halachem pasul, the remaining breads are pasul. And nizrak hadam, let's say the blood was sprinkled, and then one of the breads became tamei, so tar min atar al tamei, everything's perfectly fine because it was raised rikas hadam, and he could separate from that which is tahar on that which is tamei, and everything's okay. Now here's the bottom line of this entire braisa. V'isagatay del shchita oisu zika, if you want to say that simply shechting it creates the zika, the connection, kim de hosku zel ozeb shchita, since now there was a zika between the breads and the taida from when he shechted it, if solei lechem, tefsel nami taida. When the bread becomes pasul, the taida also should become pasul. How could we say in the middle stage of at least the first two cases of nifras lachma and yatza lachma that the carbon taida is still fine to be eaten, only the bread is pasul? If there's a zika, if there's a connection that happens by the shchita, so if the bread became pasul, so the taida should become pasul as well. The Gemara answers no question. Shani taida drachman akari shlamim. Carbon taida is different because the Torah calls it a shlamim, and we learn from there. Mashlamim kraven blei lechem af taida kraven blei lechem. Just like carbon shlamim is brought without any lechem, so to the taida could technically be brought without lechem. And that's namely in these situations when the lechem became pasul after the shchita. The carbon's still kosher in as much as it's eaten as a shlamim. It just doesn't count as a carbon taida, but still, the carbon itself is not pasul. We continue discussing this concept of zika. Now, going back to our original question, our Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, "Imtim tzolimer tenufa is a zika." If you want to say that waving about of the shtei halechem and the kvasim that creates the zika between them, which again, Mamela means that everybody agrees that one is ma'akev the other. So, if you're going to say that tenufa creates a zika, then Mamela avad halechem, if the bread got lost, mem vavam beis on top of the kvasim, since so to speak, the kvasim are lost, meaning we can't use them, and of the kvasim, of the lechem, if the kvasim got lost, then the bread can't be used. Or zoim tim tzolem, if we want to say that tenufa ena is a zika, that waving them about does not create the zika, so then it would depend. Hevi lechem kvasim, if you brought the lechem and the kvasim, v'hunfu, and he waved them about, v'avar lechem, and then the lechem got lost before shchita of the kvasim, v'hevi lechem acher, and then he brought new lechem, oise a lechem ton tenufa, oi enoi ton tenufa. Does that new lechem that was brought need tenufa? Does it need to be waved about or not? A further clarification of this question is, of the kvasim, loiti by lecha. If the kvasim had gotten lost, there's no question. Divade by tenufa for sure. Once we bring new kvasim, we would have to do another tenufa. Kiti by lecha. What's all question? Avad al lechem. If the lechem got lost. Now, further clarifying the question, devalib de bananas loiti by lecha. According to bananas, there's no question. The amar kvasim ikar. He holds the kvasim are the main thing. Kiti by lecha. Alib de rikiva. The whole question that you would have is according to rikiva. The amar he holds lechem ikar. That the lechem is the main thing. My, what's it doing over here? Given the lechem ikar by tenufa, since the lechem is the key, these new lechemim that we're now brought would require tenufa. Adilma, kimin de matir in the day kvasim ninhu, since the matir of the lechem is the kvasim, which again means, as we learned in the previous daf, that which allows us to eat the lechem are the kvasim, and the kvasim had not gotten lost, they were here the whole time, so loitzarch tenufa, maybe these new lechemim do not require tenufa, and we conclude teku, we're gonna have to let the question stay in the way for all you know to come and answer it. The Gemara continues discussing the Shavuos Karbonos. Amar Abai Rava, Abai told Rava, ma'ishna shnei kvasim demkachi lechem u'ma'akvei, why is it that these two kvasim, they're demkachi lechem, and they cause an ikuv of the lechem, meaning these two go hand in hand. And umashna shiva kavasim upar ve'elim lo mekachi lechem v'lo ma'akvi. What about these other karbonos of shvuas? They're not mekachi lechem and they're not ma'akvit. So Amalei told him, hoyel v'hozku zel zeb tenufa. That's because the shnei kavasim and the shtei halechem, they became connected to each other by the mere fact that they were waved together. That's why they're ma'akvi each other, as opposed to the shiva kavasim par and elim, which even though they're brought along together with it, since the tenufa doesn't happen, that doesn't create a connection between them. So he responded with the following very toida. What about the karbon toida that also has lechemim? The loy hozku zel zeb tenufa. That they're not waved together, umakacha, umakva, but they're makadashit and they're ma'akiv. So you can't say it's the waving about of the shtel lechem and the shnek vasim that creates zika, that's why there's an ikov. I'd rather so we answer differently. Kitoida, it's like the carbon toida. Ma toida shlamim, just the carbon toida shlamim, as we learned before, and it's makadesh and it's ma'akiv, the lchamim, avachanami shlamim. So to over here, the shnek vasim, they are shlamim and they're makadesh shtel lechem. As a gormi dummy, are these really comparable? Hasam, lakazvach machmini bade. Over there, by carbon toida, there are no other carbonas to come along with it. Therefore, we're able to say that it and the lechemim have to do with each other, and that's a one's mak of the other. But hach over here, here by the Shtei Lechem, the Shnei Kvasim, they have other kabbanos with them, as we had mentioned, the Kvasim, Par, and Elim, Lakachu Han Vahani. So each one should be Makadish the other, not just the Shtei Lechem and Shnei Kvasim. Gemara says, you're right, El Rather Ke El Nazir, we compare the Shtei Lechem to the ram brought by a Nazir. Ma El Nazir, Afagav the Ekos Vachmachrini, just like the ram brought by a Nazir, even though there are other kabbanos brought as well. Shlom Hu the Makachi, it's only the Shlom which is Makadish. Other kabbanos are not. Hachanami Lashna, so to over here by Shvuas, there's no difference. Gemara clarifies, Vahasim and Alan, how do we know that over there by the Nazir? The time, because we have a Braisa, the Pasuk tells us, Veso Ayel Yasa Zevach Shlomim Lashem Al Sal HaMatzos, was to tell us, Malamicha Sal Bachayv Al Ayel, this teaches that the Sal, the basket of loaves, that comes as a Chayv for the Ayel, Ushchita Sal Makachon, and Shechting of the Ayel of the Nazir, that's Makadish them. Therefore, Shchata Shlei Lishmai, Loi Kachu Alechem, if we Shechta Shlei Lishmai, the Lechem is not Kaddish. We see from here that it's just the Ayel of the Nazir that's Makadish the Lachamim that he brings, even though, again, other Karbonos are brought as well by the Nazir. Same thing by the Shtei HaLechem and Shnei Kvasim of Shavuos. It's only that carbon which is Makadosh HaLechem and not the other carbonos. And we go back to discussing Shitas Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah of the previous daf, that if there's no Kvasim, we're still going to bring the Shtei HaLechem. At Tanarbanu we have a Braisa, Shtei HaLechem Abbas Fin Atzman, these Shtei HaLechem that are brought by themselves because there's no Kvasim, Yonfu, so they're going to be waved by themselves. Uta Ober Tzurasan, we have to wait for Ibr Tzuro, which means we have to wait for them to stay overnight in the base of Mikdash, and then they become 100% Pasul, and then Vietzul Beis Asrefa, they're brought to the place of burning. So the Gemara asks Manav Shach, Ilach Ila Asyon, if they're meant to be eaten midday raisa, slachlinu, let them be eaten, even though they don't have the kvasim. And ilusrefa asyon, if midday raisa they're supposed to be burned, lusrefinu altar, so they should be burned right away. Lomalu ibr tzura, why do we have to wait for ibr tzura? Why do we wait till there's lina, till they stay overnight in the base of mikdash, then they become pasul, and then we burn them? If they're supposed to be burned midday raisa anyway, because they don't have the kvasim with them, so burn them right away. So I'm a rabba. Rabba answers, he's the first of a few answers. Loil ma'achil asyon, really midday raisa they're supposed to be eaten. But xer, we have xer because of the following issue. Shami is damru lahem kvasim shanaba. Maybe the next year, not only are they going to have lachamim, but they're also going to have kvasim. V'yomer, and then they're going to say, Eshtaked lo yachanu lechem b'lekvasim. Last year, didn't we eat the lechem without the kvasim? Achshav nami nechol. This year also, we're going to eat lechem without kvasim. And obviously, it's not okay because ve'inu lo yadi, they didn't know that Eshtaked lo yachanu kvasim. Last year, they simply didn't have kvasim, and therefore, inhu shari nafshayu, the lechamim allowed themselves to be eaten. Whereas Ashad the kvasim, now that we have kvasim this year, kvasim hu desharlehu, only the kvasim being brought allows the lechamim to be eaten, and therefore, when you have kvasim and lechem, you can't eat the lechem without the kvasim. But again, we're afraid people are going to make that mistake. Therefore, when we just have lechamim, even though again midai raisa they are allowed to be eaten, we have a gzeira that we have to burn them. But since they're not 100% pasul, that's why we have to wait for lina to ubr tzura. We have to wait for them to become 100% pasul, and only then we could burn them. And Rabbi, he further clarifies, Manaminullah, how do I know this? That when lechamim are brought by themselves, that midai raisa they should be eaten. Did not, because we have a mishnah. Rabbi Huda tells us, Hey ben bochur biyavne, ben bochur gave edus and yavne. They call kain sheshekel inay chayte. Any kain which gives a machza shekel, which is the half a shekel given by every male of a certain age every single year to purchase korbanos tzibur, any kain which gives that machza shekel is not oivrin aveira. Now Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zag, Rabbi Yochanan Zag told him, likey, that's not so. Ela kol kain she'enoi shekel chayte. Any kain which does not give the machza shekel, he is a chayte. Ela shekhanim darshan mikrzel atzman. It's just the kehanim darshan the following pasuk for themselves, trying to get out of having to give the machza shekel. What does the pasuk tell us? V'chol mechaz kain kol tiel loy se'achel. Any minchas kain, meaning any mincha brought by a kain, has to be completely burned. It's not allowed to be eaten. And they say as follows: since the carbon oimer brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei alechem brought on Shavuos, and lechem aponim, which is brought every single week in the base of Mikdash, this is considered menachas, and those are for us, the kohanim, hechnechalim, how could they be eaten? If we're going to be giving a machzah shekel, and that's going to be used to purchase these menachas, and we're given these menachas, that's a problem, because the pasuk says that the mincha of a kohen is supposed to be completely burned, and that's how the kohanim tried to get out of giving machzah shekel. And now we analyze, hani shtei alechem hechidami, what is referring to by the shtei alechem? Even if you want to say b'vayse mazavach, that these shtei alechem they're referring to are coming along with the carbon, why would the kohanim have a problem eating the shtei alechem? Atu taidav lachma milay misnadi kohanim v'achilhu. Can't a kohen donate a carbon taida along with its lachamim and eat them? Since these lachamim are coming along with the carbon taida, so of course they're allowed to be eaten by a kohen and they don't have to be burned. And it'd be the same thing with the two kvasim of shvuas that are coming along with the shtei alechem. There'd be no issue for the kohanim to eat the shtei alechem in that case. El lavim must be b'vayse b'fnei atzma. We're talking about shtei alechem being brought on their own v'gitani, but still the mishnah says that the kohanim tried to taina hechin echolin. How could they be eaten? We see from here that when the shtei alechem are being brought by themselves, they are supposed to be eaten midday raisa. So that's Rabba's raya for himself. However, Amalei Abaye tells Rabba that's not a raya because la'olam b'yisim mazevach. We could always say the mishnah is referring to the shtei alechem being brought with the kvasim with the kasha lacham mitoyd of lachma from that which you had asked based off of a carbon toida and its lachamim that could be brought and the lachamim are able to be eaten by a kain. So there should be no difference with the shtei alechem. I'll tell you there is a difference. Lach mitoyd loy kru mincha. the lechamim brought along with the carbon taida are not called a mincha, so that's why it's not a problem for a kohen to eat them. Or shtei alechem ikru mincha. The shtei alechem are called a carbon mincha. Shnem, because the pasuk says ba'akrivchem mincha chadasha la'ashem, and that's referring to the shtei alechem. And therefore, there technically would still be a problem with kohanim eating the shtei alechem, even if they are being brought along with a carbon. Therefore, you have no raya from that mishnah rabba. Rav Yosef says differently. La'olam l'sreifa asyon. Really, when the shtei alechem be brought by themselves and there's no kvasim, they actually mean the rest are supposed to be burned. And behind utam d'lisarfinon, the reason why they're not burned right away and we have to wait for ibur tzuros l'fisha ain sarfin kachim yontif, because you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. However, Amalei Abayi asks him on this, mi dami, is that really comparable? Hasam la mitzvasim b'kach. Over there, I mean, when we're talking about kachim that are pasul, that's not their mitzvah. That's why you're not allowed to burn them on yontif. But hacha de mitzvasim b'kach. Over here, it's their mitzvah, as you had just said, midai raisa. It's a mitzvah to burn the shtei alechem if they come by themselves. So l'sarfinu, of course, you're allowed to burn them on yontif. Mi dahava parvus sar shalom kippurim. It's just like the parin sar of Yom Kippur. The mitzvah is to burn them, so you burn them on Yom Kippur. And so it doesn't make sense to say that midai raisa, the shtei alechem, they're being brought by themselves, they have to be burned, but you're not allowed to burn them on Yom Tef. If they're supposed to be burned, of course you burn them on Yom Tef. And therefore, El Amar Rav Yosef explains differently. Gzeira Hashem Yizdam Ulehem Kvasim Lachar Mikan. It's a gzeira. Maybe kvasim are going to come afterwards. Meaning we start out Shavuos with only shtei alechem and no kvasim. And if you're going to burn those shtei alechem right away, well, it could be that later on we're actually going to find some kvasim maybe meandering around, or maybe they were hiding out in the base of Mikdash somewhere, and now we're not going to have the shtei alechem anymore. That's why we're not going to burn them right away. So Amar Abayi by Rav Yosef, if that's really so, Tenoch calls mana kvasan. That makes sense. As long as we're able to be makriv kvasim, so then we shouldn't burn the shtei alechem yet. But labazar hachilu sefenu, afterwards, meaning when we're not able to be makriv them anymore, then we should burn the lechamim. And that would be after the tam shel bein arba'im is brought. Then even if we find kvasim, we're not allowed to bring them. So why do we have to wait for ibur tzura, a maskim, not to burn the shtei alechem right away? But after the carbon tam shel bein arba'im is brought, then we could burn them. Why do we have to wait for ibur tzura and burn them the next day? And the answer is you're right. My to ibur tzura san nami diktani. What does Mishnah mean when it says to ibur tzura san? It's actually not referring to the standard ibur tzura dehainu. We have to wait overnight for them to become 100% pasul. Rather, it means tzuras hakravasam, the form or the way that it's usually brought. That's what's different over here, and that's actually what Abaya's suggestion is. That when we have the shtei alechem being brought by themselves, midaraisa they're supposed to be burned, but don't burn them right away because maybe we're gonna have kvasim. However, if it got too late in the day, and anyway, even if we find kvasim, we're not gonna be able to bring them, so then they should be burned. And that's a non-standard format. That's a change in the tzura of their hakrava, and that's what we're referring to. Now we'll go back to the first shita, which is shita's rabba. Because Rava Amar Rava says la'achilo asyon. Actually, midaraisa, when the shtei alechem being brought by themselves, they should be eaten. Ugzeir mishum de rabba, and the gzeir is the same thing of rabba, but v'lav mitamei, it's not for the same reason rabba brought el mikra. Rather, it's based off of a pasuk of Amar Rava. Rava says, "When I'm inolah, how do I know this?" Because the pasuk of shtei alechem says, "Moshvei seichem tavi'u lechem tenufa v'goymer bikurim la'ashem." As we see, the shtei alechem be compared to bikurim. What do we learn from here? Ma bikurim b'fnei atzman, just like bikurim are brought by themselves, no carbon that has to be brought along with bikurim, which is first fruits. Av shtei alechem b'fnei atzman, so do shtei alechem can be brought by themselves. And umina, we learn from it as follows as well: ma bikurim la'achila, av shtei alechem nami la'achila. Just like bikurim are supposed to be eaten, so do shtei alechem midai raisa are supposed to be eaten when they're being brought by themselves. And again, the only reason we're burning them is because what Rabbi had said, chashash for next year, maybe we're going to have kvasim, but they're going to end up eating them even without the kvasim. But again, Rava's not relying on Rabbi's proof because that was disproved. That's why he has a different proof from Bikurim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about these Kivsat Saras and the Shtei Lechem. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.